everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I am Jamie.
And Jack, unfortunately, has a case of the crud and took some NyQuil and is going to sleep early, we hope. Fingers crossed for him. So Jamie and I, however, will be here to hold down the fort. Hello, Jamie. How's it going?
You know, it's going okay. The crud is in our house too, but I have abated it thus far.
Nice. I have a runny nose. It's one of those, like, the left side of my face is draining. So, like, the left side is runny. My left side of my throat hurts. My left ear, like, hurts, which I believe in this case for me, though, allergies are season is upon us.
Yes, it is that time. You got to be careful, though, because you could be medvaced out.
Yes, that's very true. That's abundance of caution.
You'll have to quit the game, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. I would never quit. They would have to pry me from my cold, numb hands. too soon. Anyway, we are here to talk about season 46, episode 3, Wackadoodles Win.
Yeah, they did somehow.
They sure did. So it was, what did you think of the episode overall? I mean, it was a little anticlimactic. There's a whole lot of terrible gameplay.
Okay.
Continuing.
On one hand, it almost felt intolerable. But also on the other hand, it was really great editing and storytelling. If we can see past the very over-the-top antics of an emotional Banu, there was really, really great storytelling all the way from the very beginning when he was questioning why they had done Jess wrong with the fake idol, and they had to explain to him again how the game of Survivor worked, to the point where Q, to his face, referred to him as is Philip.
That was I mean, that was the moment when he didn't take that as an insult, which I immediately would have.
Yes.
That one I would have been to Kenzie. Okay, Kenzie, you want a damn plan? Here's the damn plan.
Here it is.
I'm not being somebody's Philip. That was kind of the moment as well for me. I was like, I don't think Bono really knows how to play. But he's lovely, and his sweater was amazing.
I really do enjoy his sweater. And then his whole, I'm going to need a miracle to get out of this, as he's on his knees just sobbing. After giving up all of his tried information.
The over-the-top theatrics. It was, I like him. I'm also tend to sometimes be an emotional person. But I had like second, third, fourth hand embarrassment. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was bordering on cringy.
Yes.
But you know what? There was some really great things to take out of this. For one, we now have the when to hold them proverb, which is amazing. And my favorite of all the proverbs.
Which was?
And the when to hold them. And, you know, I have to know when to hold them, whatever the proverb is, he says. And then this amazing idea that he put in my brain about Kenzie being a mermaid dragon. And then
that was awesome, actually.
When he was saying, like, all of this is mermaid, but then her tail is like dragon. And it's actually like, but think about it, the bottom half of a mermaid is what makes them a mermaid. The top half is people.
That's a good point. You know what? It was the Ariel, it was the red hair.
So what part is actually the dragon? I don't know.
Maybe she had fins, but she had the mermaid fins, but she still had the dragon tail.
That could be.
That's kind of how I pictured it.
I feel like that's more suitable. Like, I would say if I were to put her into some line of like a mythological creature, I think Kenzie's more of a basilisk, maybe. That's just me, though. That's just me.
Oh, man. So then what would that make Banu? Moaning Myrtle?
100%.
We're live tonight as usual. And DM Rocks in the chat said, I feel like Tiffany and Kenzie are going to be the final two from the Purple Tribe. So actually, before he said that, I was going to bring this up. So are we thinking that Banu's going to pay the price for his very sloppy sins next week? Or we think we're going to have a tribe swap and the other two are going to realize just how much of a Philip he is, and may and Banu's going to be the one that goes to the end.
Well,
it gets dragged to the end as the no vote finalist.
I don't think that anybody could handle having him close to their game long enough to be drugged to the end.
Because he's a liability.
Yes, because he is a liability. His
that
emotions
cannot be turned into a whatever he
his
said.
His heart and his emotions probably make him a wonderful person and a loyal friend, but a terrible game player.
And he's not to win $1 million. He's there to win 1 million hearts. Which
Ben saying that's an oasis. It's got to be an oasis line.
Yeah, that was awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Where were you when we were winning hearts? Someday you will find me on a desert island. Or tropical island.
I personally think that this episode made me truly appreciate Ben. A lot more than I thought I was going to, because
fun personality.
He's goofy, he's fun, but the way he approached Banu wasn't manipulative at first. You know, they were able to manipulate that, but he literally was just like, "How are you? You know, how are you doing? Like, how are he cared? He's like, no, don't be down on yourself. Like, you can still play this game," and I thought that was a lot kinder and more heartfelt than Q, who was telling him, "You're my Philip, and you're gonna." And then he had to mansplain the game to him. And so it's like, okay.
And Liz was Liz was very kind to him as well. Like, the two of them were pretty kind, and and even with that line, he's like, you know, the universe is gonna take care of you, brother. And then it did.
Yes. Yes.
Too bad it was at Randon's expense, because I was looking forward to seeing Randon's game.
I know. And Liz, though, she has some flaws to her, to the social aspect of her game, when she talks about her personal life and her finances and so on. That's not helpful in her game. The way that she was there for Banu and then used that information and was like very clear, like, this is exactly what we need. We can use this. I could kind of see where Jeff was coming from, though, in the interviews recently when he was talking about, like, no more negativity. There's a lot of kind of meanish, you know? It's like everybody's almost too soft or too mean.
They need, like, the Goldilocks season is what you mean.
Yeah, we need a just right.
About, rather.
Really need the just right. Like, everybody likes one or two villains. Everybody likes the person that they can root for. The person that starts out with, like, so much heart, but maybe not a lot of, you know, skills for the game, and we can watch them grow. We don't want to see everybody be like that. That's too much. It's just too much.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because Liz is also not there for the money. So there's two people that, you know, I would just take them to the end. Like, let's go.
She
all right.
Has something to prove. And that's that Banu can win thousands and millions of hearts, like, across the planet. That's the man to love in his amazing sweater, filled with miracles and proverbs and the whole thing.
So what about Randon? Did you see the medevac coming, or did you think that that was going to be something that came into play a little bit further down the road? You know, like Sling Matthew, you know, we saw his injury, and then we had two episodes before he was pulled, right?
Yeah, and coincidentally was also on the yellow orange tribe.
The orange tribe, and had a beard.
And it came a little bit faster maybe than I thought, like, him getting exited out of the game would be, but this is one of the reasons why it really sucks when we have such short seasons. Like, They're not sure. He needs an MRI. If he could have the 24-hour hold.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like you.
Yeah.
I hate that for him.
I know. Me too.
For me personally, if I was in the game and it was like, hey, you have this injury and it's going to. You run a really big risk of never being able to use your arm again or getting paralyzed or whatever the case is. Yeah, it's going to suck, but take me out of the game. But if it's a, you might have this injury.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Like that kills me. That kills
me
for him.
I know. It was kind of like Chekhov's nerve damage though, because they showed it and then it was it. And then all of a sudden we came back from break and I was like, wait a second, we're here. Okay. Well, that at first I was like, well, you know, last week after the challenge, we spent this whole scene at this camp setting up the Venus thing.
Yes.
Okay. You know, maybe that's what we're getting here, a setup for next week. And then once Jeff showed up, I was like, oh, but then there was still like 10 minutes left of the show. So it's like, are we going to tribal anyway? And then clearly, you know, it's always a bummer though, when somebody goes home.
Yeah. And then we got we got the best line that to me is like, if I knew her and I was there in that tribe, I would literally roll my eyes and say, that's such a Kenzie thing to say. when she's like saying that this like guy's total misfortune of being pulled from the game is their first win. like, oh, I mean, I get the sentiment, but ooh.
Well, yeah, before we move on to the other tribe, let's finish talking about the Yanu tribe. What if you're Tiffany, do you vote out Banu or do you vote out Kenzie? Because I can tell you what I would do right now if you need a minute.
I
would keep Kenzie.
I feel like I think I would vote out Q.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Every single time it's not like they've gone vote like 100 times, but both times they've gone to vote, he's trying to tell her that she needs to change her vote because it's not good for his game. And then he sits there and tries to convince her why she should go with him for something that's not good for his game.
He's clearly very competitive.
Yes.
Which means he's going to take that into the merge, which also means you could let him hang himself. Like,
yep. Yeah. I don't think that I would be more afraid keeping him around than I would be keeping Banu around, considering that they're only going to lose. All they have to do is have one more tribal and that tribe's getting split anyway.
But then are you afraid of what Banu does? Because I don't think he's a liability. Like, I think he is the leaky roof that you can't patch up.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
it's a good analogy.
The flood's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think with Banu, though, like, okay, this is my read. If I was with Banu and I had to make the decision to vote him out or Q out, I would feel more comfortable keeping Banu going into a tribe swap or merge or separation simply based on knowing that he can't keep a secret. There's not a lot of secrets to give, and he already gave them, really. There's not a lot of secrets to give, especially if your tribe's already separated into different groups. So if he is going to hear your name and you have to face that later, you just got to look this guy in the eye and he's gonna, they're putting your name down.
It's true.
But Q's gonna hold that close to him and he's not gonna let it go. And if Kenzie is working with you, if you two are tight, if you feel like you can trust her, you don't let her go. You don't let her go and you fight anyone off who's trying to come for her.
Yeah, no, the two of them are really strong and it feels like right now they are going to be loyal to each other.
It does.
And they don't need to have the talk like, you're my Malcolm and you're my Denise. You're my Philip and I'm your Rob.
Like, what kind of sell is that? Like, I'm your Philip and you're my Rob? Like,
Well, we definitely need to have Survivor Valentine's Day cards next year that say, will you be my Philip? Check yes or no.
Oh my God. Yes, please.
Yeah, but that was, yeah. I think that the person who may have gotten each one of them, actually, I think each one of them was actually saved in very significant ways by the Medivac. We did not see a whole lot from which tribe is Liz on? The Green tribe? Green. Is that Siga? What was that 6 days earlier thing?
Well, I don't know. What was that about? Why are we doing that?
Like, did you just, you had 2 freaking hours the first 2 weeks to show us what happened on day one when it was day six, or day two when it was day seven. Like, we could have eliminated some commercials, or maybe like lessened a Taylor Swift Metallica song montage thingy. Like,
I'm going to tell you what happened. It's because Jelinski broke that damn hourglass. That tall drink of water is just messing up the game.
Legend.
The legend. The man, the myth, the legend. Oh, Jelinski.
Wow. I did not even think of that. Thank you for reminding me of that, Jamie.
That guy.
All right, let's talk. We didn't really see a whole lot from the Liz tribe, which, I don't know, kind of makes me think that maybe they're the tribe that stays together until the merge.
Listen, in U.S. Survivor in the new era, not getting a lot of screen time is a good thing. you're not going to tribal. There's not any massive drama. Just hang tight and chill out. We'll get around to you.
Mm-hmm. I did have that moment today where I was like, damn, what if they do get Kenzie out? And that's why we're seeing her as such a big storyteller.
Yes. And but you know what? No. Instead, we got the miracle of all miracles, the biblical tellings of Manu's game.
Because God struck Randin's nerve, which thank God he gave the update, like, good that, you know, he was okay. I do hope that we get to see him play again.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like it would be horrible to get pulled for the game for this and then not get to go back. Could be there with Sling Matthew.
Oh, there we go. Shoulder injury versus shoulder injury. This is the right shoulder tribe and this is the left shoulder tribe.
Hey, at least we'd be back to two tribes. Yay. Yes.
Exactly. God, I miss two tribes so damn much.
I do too. I do. So much.
But okay, let's talk about that tribe and what the implications of Randin's departure means. Obviously, Venus, which I guess they were friends somewhere in between the last episode where he was just, you know, using her as a person,
faith with him, at least, you know, he had convinced her that she was, you know, working with someone that she could trust. And it's kind of funny, the one little bit we did get with her was her just getting like so super mad because like Hunter is clearly the archetype to do well in this game. And she was like, no bed making on my island.
Oh, man. Hunter, yeah. Is he the, what was the big dude's name? You know,
I don't know. I think it was Jeff or something. I don't remember.
No. You know,
the big guy that was 10 times bigger than the rest of anybody on that season.
Yes. Only, why am I super
the
blanking?
Only human that could stand in the ocean without drowning.
Yes. Yes, like I am super blanking on his name. It was a surfer dude that was super jacked. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm blanking too. It's okay.
Somebody.
He was a little bit spiteful towards Marianne. So I'm not going to remember his name. You'd be nice to that.
But they're friends now. They've been on each other's social medias, Instagram.
Oh my God. How can anybody not be friends with her?
Very true. Okay. So yes, Hunter seems to be a pretty freaking awesome dude. I would probably have a crush on him, like a friend crush on him if I was on his tribe.
Right.
I was like telling the boys, I was like, see, look, you guys can be nurturers and teachers too.
Yeah,
I love noble profession.
I love when he's making the bed, which was actually really impressive. With, you know, when we see all of its puzzles, he has that whole puzzle room, like the warehouse, the warehouse of puzzles he's created. But
somewhere
I really
Carson is very jealous.
Yes, Carson's all like taking notes. I got to get there. But I loved I mean, Soda was screaming during the challenge again, which is, but it was amazing when she was super hyped about the bed he made.
Like, yes.
When she was like, oh my God, it made a bed noise.
Yes, that was awesome. But again, I feel like we're not, yeah. I don't know. Do you think that we get a swap next week? Or you think they're going to let that Purple Tribe go down to the nitty gritty painful of the painful?
I think they're going to let it drop to three. Like, I don't foresee them winning.
Jonathan!
There it is.
Thank you, Chris, in the chat. Jonathan, that's right.
The thing is now with Randon's tribe, though, like how well will they do? They have one of their strong, you know, great challenge guys is out now. So how are they going to do? I don't think they're going to do terribly enough that the Purple Tribe can
win. No, I don't think so either, because he was on the sit out bench today and it was fine.
Yeah, and they did all right. So, yeah, I'm going to go with they're going to let it just trickle down to three and then plop them into three different tribes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like 2 days. And then they'll have to do their.
See, now I just want them to go in, down to two tribes.
I there's so many reasons why I wish we could go back to two tribes. And only one of those reasons being that I watch it consistently work amazingly on Australia's Survivor.
Right.
But it shows like when you have down to three, what it does is it's really hard for those who are physically not good at challenges to stay in the game. And sometimes we really want to watch those, like,
yeah,
those physical badasses rise to the top. But the thing is not always, but often the most strategic players have to be that way because they can't make up for it physically. And
yeah.
And so we're always like cutting out the smallest people. Literally, the smallest people, the least competitive physically when we're down to three. And that usually tends to lean towards women. And then when we have two tribes, those people can kind of camouflage themselves in the back and they can focus on a big target, someone everyone feels threatened by instead of the weakest link for the tribe.
Yeah.
I miss it. Yeah. I just think it makes for a better game dynamic.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I feel like we've talked about everything from this episode because what am I missing?
Except for Jem finding the clue to the idol.
Oh yeah, duh. Which was, you know, 6 days earlier.
Yes. This happened so many days ago, but we're gonna let you know about it now. She's such a lovely little like human. I like her so much.
She is.
I'm a little nervous that she moved that box though and then hid it instead of burying it back in the same spot where she found it. That makes me a little nervous. I hope it doesn't come into play, but I noticed that she did it and I'm like, I don't know about like covering it with some fronds and calling it good. When your whole tribe was out here looking for an idol, I don't know.
And that's the thing, right? Like we can hide things out in the open and nobody will ever notice if you're just going about your every day. But if somebody's looking for something, then that's a whole new ball game.
That makes me a little bit worried. I felt like it was not a good move. But we'll see. Maybe it will be nothing.
It may be a nothing burger.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
But you know what? Kudos to her getting up in the dark, sneaking out of camp, going out into the jungle in the dark. Like
being adorable. Yeah.
Keeping her mouth quiet about it. Not telling anybody yet. It was 6 days ago. We don't know what she's been up
to. We don't know what's going on.
She may have told a lot of people, but.
Exactly.
We don't know that yet. All of the storytelling for Jem will remain in past tense.
Yes. Which, yes. but yeah, no, okay, now I think we have covered everything because most of the episode was just Banu crying. And we talked about that extensively at the top of the show. I feel bad. I like him, but
right in my notes, it says though, Banu cries right off the top.
Did anybody else cry this episode? Well, yeah, I guess Randon doesn't count though because he was being pulled from the game. That doesn't count.
I thought for a minute that Ben and Liz were also going to cry.
I kind of did too. Crying is contagious.
I thought to myself, no, they've had fire. They're fine.
Like, yeah.
They haven't been pushed to the limit yet. They've got a little bit left in them. They can hang on to it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But yeah,
sorry, there's a cat back there. If you can see, she's trying to get something on. Oh, maybe you can't see her. She's blending in. There's a speck of dirt on the outside of the window, and she keeps jumping up because she thinks it's a bug on the outside. And we keep trying to tell her, like, cat, it's just dirt.
It's just a nothing.
It's not anything that you can. It's nothing you can grab.
This is not for you, cat.
Yeah, no, you can't see her. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we can do feedback because we've got a couple emails and we can do tally the vote, which we do have Mr. Jack Letfilter's prediction next week. Yeah, he sent that real quick and then went to bed.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break right here. Okay.
6 days later.
6 days later. I feel like we need the SpongeBob 6 days later.
Yes.
We have a couple emails. The first email is from Victoria. Now, Jack's not here. Do you know the Victoria voice?
Victoria.
Yeah. You gotta be like, Victoria.
Girl, I'm a Duran Duran fan. Of course I know the Victoria.
Fair enough. If Elena was here, I know she would sing it for us too. Victoria says, yeah, I'm back. Hi guys. It's been such a long time since I've been able to chime in. Life has been lifing. And so I've had to watch Survivor after it airs around 10. I just cannot do this show live with 59 minutes of commercials.
Fair.
Understood. Before I start my rant, as a woman of color, I was happy to see Tiffany address the stereotype we are given anytime we show emotion. Yes. So she sent this email last Thursday afternoon. So this feedback will be for last week's episode.
Okay.
I guess I should have clarified that to start. My bad. Anyway, Victoria says, or continues, I've seen it in Soda when she was addressing Q and then responded with, well, he started it. I immediately thought, girl, you better hold back before you get labeled as emotional or not a team player. We are raised to be strong, but in a world where your voice is often disregarded, we tend to speak with our emotions more. Excuse me. it's that nasal drip I talked about in the beginning of the show. We tend to speak with our emotions more or be more defensive. There is no freedom of speech for us because our consequences are very judgmental. Well said.
Yeah.
To start off, there are a lot of why are these people here statements every episode so far. I am so confused how these people are getting through the venting process. Here are some of my gripes.
Bring them. Let's hear them.
All right. Also, I am now zooming in on the text because I have finally hit that age where I need to have bigger text on the screen. It's so embarrassing. Okay,
here we go. Well, we're there. I'm there with you.
All right, here we go. Here are Victoria's gripes. The Orange Tribe. The stupid singing was annoying AF. I'm with Hunter on this one. Yes. I refuse to call them the Nami Tribe because I muted every time they start singing. Soda taking the idol lets me know. She's not really a team player because she has to do things her own way, which is usually loud and in your face. Tevin is the only one I really like so far, but is a big threat. Venus was just a jerk and definitely could have found a better way to speak to the tribe around about her foot. She should have taken Tiffany's advice and discussed it after a nap. Agreed.
That's like the best advice for anybody.
Yes. If you're cranky on Survivor, take a nap and then see if it's still worth bringing it up. It's like when the therapist tells two people who are fighting, have a safe word, call a timeout, and then come back together.
It's great advice for parents, too. Just go take a nap, and then let's address this again.
Yes. The Purple Tribe. This tribe makes no sense to me. Q definitely has trauma, which he is wrapping around as strength. That is a great assessment, actually. I totally agree with that. Jess was just lost eating ants, and Panu had no regard for the game. Everything with him is intense and a quote. Mackenzie is awesome, and so is Tiffany. Mackenzie and Tiffany are definitely my favorite too. I really can't. I think those two are going pretty. If they can stay together, I think they're going pretty far.
I think that Tiffany is going to be so tough. I think I have a feeling that she's going to be the person that can spot things two steps ahead of them happening. There's just something about her, the way she watches people, the facial expressions she's made so far when somebody is talking.
And then finally, the Green Tribe, or should I just say Maria at this point?
Yeah, Maria.
I didn't know anyone else because they really haven't had any impact, but it's very early. And I thought Liz and the other lady that sat out were the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jury's still out on that. Overall, I'm invested, but geez, they have to get it together. There's always a tribe that just gets destroyed the first four challenges, and the script is getting old. Shake my head. I'm hoping the orange team loses because they need to be humbled. Plus, I won't have to hear that stupid NAMI song or Yes You Can chant. Victoria from Maryland.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Victoria. It's so good to hear from you. And she actually just sent an email about this episode.
Oh, bring it. So, let's hear it.
Jamie, I need you to vamp for 1 second so I can mute this and blow my nose and get one moment, please.
I could give a play-by-play, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to pray for a miracle and hope that there's a way to save this. I don't want my game gone. Okay. I think she's got it. She's got it. I'm good.
I'm good. Sorry. Damn pollen, starting early. All right, Victoria. Woohoo! Hey, everyone. So first, let me start by saying that this episode was producer-based and I'm here for it. LOL. As a therapist who specializes with men with emotional regulation, this episode had me upset so many times. Oh, I was floored when Banu said, "God, show me a sign that you exist." Although I knew it was his realness and rawness, I felt like everything that he said pregame was hosh-posh. It really made me wonder if people have ever watched Survivor before. Usually, I am very empathetic, and to see a person down to their core, hits me hard. But tonight, for me, I felt anger because he just kept replaying the same song over and over again. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I wanted so bad for him to say, "I'm going to keep playing the game. I'm going to fight harder. They don't know if I won or not." I wanted him to lie and say he got an advantage. Play the game, darn it. The funny part is that the producers definitely knew they would have to send Randon home for the MRI, but they wanted to spice things up. Timing is everything, but I do wish him the best. So I'm guessing this was the miracle he needed, but he's lucky I'm not in charge of the universe because I still would have sent his butt packing. Oh, I'll still send his butt packing next week.
Oh my God.
And side note, I don't want this show to see people win a million hearts. Go home, sir.
Yes.
I completely agree.
Okay. Anytime that we've had Medvax in the past, right? And we could see Jeff be upset for the person. We've seen him be afraid for the person. But this one felt really weird. Like he couldn't wait to go tell Banu that the producer's pick was safe and he wasn't going home. Like, he was so happy. Like, I just got back with from dealing with this, and everybody's so sad. But over here, like, oh, okay.
Oh my God. All right. Wouldn't it be kind of effed up if the scenes were actually filmed in reverse and he lied and said that he had just come from sending Rendon home, but he hadn't sent him home yet?
I feel like that's exactly how it went. The more I think of it.
Thank you, Victoria, for the email. Again, it's so good to hear from you. And then our last email is from Mandy, and she says, sorry, Mandy, I can't join tonight. I was working while watching, so I didn't pay very close attention. Purple really can't catch a break. I really thought Q would pull out the win. It looks like they did catch a break thanks to a bulging disc. We've seen players have the chance to pass an idol, Colby in One World, I think, and Neil in Korong, but neither did give the idol to someone that that I recall correctly. Jamie, correct me if I'm misremembering. It seems like this would have been the chance for him to pass it to Venus. But he wouldn't be passing the idol. He'd be passing the beware advantage, which would then mean, I think, Venus would lose her vote, right?
She'd lose her vote. And I don't know what if he would have done it before it was a medvac situation, but there's probably some rule that's like, if you're in risk of medvac, you can't hand off your idol or any advantage. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we talked about that too. But in this case, like you said, it would just be taking her ability to have a vote away.
Right.
And I think he just really needed somebody to work with. I don't think the two of them had any real serious bond. He was like, oh, they never expect us to work together because I very publicly shamed you. So,
yeah. All right, let's move over to the tally the votes. So, as far as, let me share my screen right here. Here we go. All right, as far as our preseason picks go, as with Rendon, I had him making the merge, which I still maintain he would have. And you and Jack both had him as pre-merge, which means I will give the two of you a point because technically, although he wasn't voted out, technically. So that gives Jamie is on the board with one point. Jack has three. I have none. As far as who goes home, none of us were correct. Banu did not go home. Liz did not go home. And Venus did not go home.
Well, it's a good thing Rendon got hurt.
Seriously. My miracle.
I needed this. I'm just kidding, Rendon. I'm really sorry.
You would have gotten a point anyway because you had Banu.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really think that Banu would have gone home.
I feel like we could all unanimously agree with that.
Yes. All right. So Jack will go first because he has already told us he thinks that it's going to be Banu next week for sure. Jamie, what do you think?
I'm going to agree.
I kind of agree too, to be honest.
I don't feel like they have a great chance of winning.
It would be a very, very, very bad move for Tiffany to vote out Kenzie. And while I think Banu will vote for whoever they say, I don't know if they would turn on Q just yet. Maybe Kenzie would be fine with it, but I don't know if, because I still think that Tiffany considers him one of her numbers, even though that she can keep an eye on him.
Right. Like, he's the number two. Kenzie's the number one.
Yes. So, all right. Well, this is going to be an interesting week next week. Either we're all getting points or nobody's getting points.
Nobody's getting points. I do want to say the biggest surprise of this whole episode for me was the fact that Charlie, he did really well in the challenge. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when the pressure was on him, he performed the challenge. He did a great job. And we pretty much all had him as first boot. So
yes,
way to
we
go,
did.
Charlie. Way to go.
We actually,
buddy.
I wrote it down that we all had him as first boot.
Yep. just, that's great. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. You go, Charlie Coco. But to be fair, he hasn't been to Tribal yet, so.
No. Hope he has the friendship bracelets required, but.
There we go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We hope you join us next week. We record approximately 15 minutes after each episode is done airing on the East Coast. You can subscribe to the Jay and Jack YouTube channel to be notified, or if you're in the group, the link goes out in the group every Wednesday. The YouTube channel, though, it's the Jay and Jack one with the red logo, because I think that there's a Lost Podcast one too from back in the day. This is the one that has the red logo. But we would love to have you join us. Hey, Victoria's made it. Awesome. Hey. We read both of your emails and now you're here. Cool. You made it, but we are finishing up.
Cool, you're here, but we're dipping.
Girl, we totally agreed with you on the Banu thing.
Weird.
Yes, so much crying, so much theatrics, just so much extra.
It's all tears and bulges with these guys.
Yeah. Okay. So we hope everybody will join us next week, including Victoria will have the chance to. Jack will be back next week. As far as I know. I don't think he plans on being sick a week from now, so he should be back. And you know, if Banu goes home next week, he'll be here no matter what.
I am certain.
If you have any feedback for us, you can email us survivorjjc@gmail.com. All right. Thank you to the patrons, especially the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopyhead Mailman. Thanks, guys, so much. If you'd like to become a patron, patreon.com/JayandJack, and that will help all the other shows in the network. The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy is coming back this week. The broadcast is still going strong, as is the Ramblecast After Dark. So, all right, everybody. We'll see you next week, and... yeah, hopefully there'll be less crying and less singing.
Let's hope.
I can't believe I'm saying that. Less crying and less singing. All right, though, on that note.
It's a recipe for a perfect Broadway production.
I was going to say it's not a Broadway show or a soap opera, and it's somehow. All right, everybody, on that note, though, thank you again. We'll see you next week. My name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
Bye.
Bye.